We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought.
Mm-hmm.
One airline got rid of something that most people loved and kept something that everybody hates.
Well, which is which? Because now I'm curious.
Yeah, it's actually the first time I'm agreeing with Florida. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Random Thoughts episode 26. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Remember, your favorite airline of choice, Southwest, got rid of open seating, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something I think they need to switch to. If you're going to make these changes, go ahead and make these drastic changes, okay? You got rid of the bags fly free. You got. I need you to do what Tampa International did. Did you see this thing? They put up this post saying, we've seen enough, we've had enough. Pajamas at the airport in the middle of the day. The madness stops today. The movement starts now. Help Tampa International Airport become the world's first Crocs-free and pajama-free airport. Do your part. Say no to pajamas at TPA. I stand by this vote.
I do, too. I don't understand when you go to the airport and you see people, not only pajamas, their pillow, and all that. I'm like, come on. It's not like you're on a 25-hour flight. You're going from Dallas to Colorado. Calm it down. Just because it's 5 a.m. doesn't mean you got to, you know, bring your whole bed with you. But I think take some pride in how you look. I don't get that.
You know, the sad thing is they came out and said this was a joke after they got backlash. Because a lot of people were upset. Like, I paid this much for my flight and you're going to tell me how to dress? Yeah, people pay you to go to work. They tell you how to dress, too. And they're actually giving you money.
Yeah. Well, true. But if I drove for Uber and you're paying for it, doesn't mean you can get in my car any way you want. Right?
Touche. Touche.
So, yeah, I get you're paying for it, but have some pride. You know, and sometimes I say I get maybe the kids doing it, like really young kids.
Yeah.
You know, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, pick your battles. But if you are 10, 12 years old, college student, and you're in the airport in your pajamas and Crocs, no.
You know, there was a point in time when I would say, I know exactly who's doing this. But if you've been through Atlanta Airport, everybody.
Bonnets.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad you said that, because here's the thing. I have no issue with the Crocs. Okay. Crocs, I get it, because easy to slip in and out of. Keep your socks on, though, please. I swear, coming back from Jamaica, I saw somebody with their foot. I'm having sitting in first class, and this jackass has his foot, barefoot, up on the chair in front of him.
Mm.
Imagine walking through the airport barefoot, because you have to go through it. No. Exactly.
No.
So this is why I'm fine with Crocs, but the pajamas, no. The bonnets, this is the only time I agree with Monique, no. And I said Crocs. Them house slippers, quit it.
Yeah, or slides with socks.
I mean, you know, what's wrong with slides with socks?
No, slides, you don't put socks on. No. Athletes started that trend and everybody just started falling for it. No, sorry.
But athletes also started wearing capri pants and people fell for that too.
Very true. Very true. But I think it's, I just think have some pride in how you look, how you carry yourself. Because when I was thinking about young people, my mom wouldn't let me do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right now, I'm 51 years old. She wouldn't let me get on a plane with her in pajamas and Crocs. But when I was 12, 13, 14, we traveled somewhere, there's no way. No. I was going to look like crap.
Here's the thing I don't get. single people are traveling like this. Ladies, you never know who you're going to meet. You think you go walk by first class in your body? He goes, ooh, yeah. Come here, sister.
Well, that's true. Because if I'm at the grocery store, I care about how I look. Even though I'm at the grocery store, because you never know. Halle Berry might be, you know, at my local HEB for whatever reason. And I need to be prepared. You know, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You know what I mean? So,
look, there should be a new rule. 2026, let's go. I know Tampa International that this is a joke. Great joke. You got everybody talking about it. As a matter of fact, even the morning show here was talking. Good Morning H-Town was saying, look, yeah, this is a joke now, but wait, it's coming. And to me, I say not fast enough. 2026, yeah. Let's implement it. Matter of fact, I've got a new slogan for you. Mm-hmm. Whether you're going to Bush or you're going to Hobby, I got a new slogan for you to put up in there. Jesus says, come as you are. TSA says, dress your ass up.
Right. Like you're going to the club. There's a TSA can just look at you like it's a Miami club. Say, you can get on. You can get on. You can't get on. I'd rather that, and then let Southwest keep its open seating.
Yeah.
You know, raise the prices so people have to dress better, but keep the open seating.
Okay. You know, the one thing that we can say about the open seating that they got rid of, you know what else they got rid of? What? 152 wheelchairs. Oh. 2026, this is my new campaign. It is a midterm election. Put it on the ballot. I am voting for you. All right? You know, left, right, middle, green, up, down. If you put this on the ballot, you get my vote.
Depending on what else is on there, too. So.
Depending on what else is on the ballot.
We got quite a bit to get to as well, too, and coming up in just a few. But first, a word from one of our friends who we'd love for you to support.
If you've been feeling stressed, burned out, overwhelmed, especially in your relationships, this is for you. Evolution Counseling Services, run by Martha Lopez Fowler. And what really stands out is her human-first approach. No pressure to have it all figured out. No pretending you're fine when you're not. Martha offers virtual therapy for individuals and couples in Texas, Colorado, and Missouri, so you can get support without adding more stress to your life. She works with people dealing with relationship challenges, burnout, high stress, things like breakups, ongoing conflict, family issues, or just feeling like life is a lot right now. She creates a space where you can show up exactly as you are and be met with understanding, not judgment, while helping you reduce stress, calm your nervous system, and build healthier ways to cope. If you're ready to feel more grounded or improve your relationships, visit evolcounsel.com. That's evolcounsel.com. That's Evolution Counseling Services, supports that meets you where you are and helps you evolve forward.
Everybody who decides to go through the airport to the grocery store to pick up their kids, to drop off their kids in bonnets, pajamas, and house slippers needs some counseling. You think Martha can help them?
I think everybody needs some counseling. It's like your car. You get an oil change, you get a little tune-up every now and then. Right. At least go get some, talk to somebody about some of your stuff, especially you dudes out there, the five of you. Get you some counseling.
It might be six today. We're not doing reality TV recap. Yeah. Speaking of it, shout out to everybody that's with us, whether you're watching this first because you're one of the regulars, or if you're watching this later as one of the randoms, we thank you. Do us a favor. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Tara.
Coming soon. And you know what? You've made it this far. I mean, we're maybe, what, one-third of the way, a quarter of the way through right now. Do us a favor. Let us know you got here. Let's go with Bonnet. Because we don't want to see them anymore. So let's get rid of them right. Hey, they're great at night. Got to protect the hair. Wait, what?
Nothing. Let me go to sleep first, then put your bonnet on.
How's don't that? Do that. What are you talking about?
Or sleep in separate beds.
Listen here, Devontae.
No, I'm just saying, if we're gonna have a little, you know, what if there's a little adult time and you got that bonnet on, it's just weird to me. Just
what's wrong with the bonnet on adult time?
No, sorry.
Who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me, but that's like Love Is Blind, you know, having adult time with the CPAP on at the same time. Yeah, that will stop me. Sorry. That would stop me.
Why, you don't want to make love to Darth Vader?
No, look. You're just taking the bonnet off for what? 15, 20 minutes.
I thought you were about to say seconds.
No, 15, 20 minutes. You know, baby, it's not long. Your hair is not going to get ruined for 15, 20 minutes. So that's all I'm asking.
So what? You wake up in the morning, she got to take the bonnet off before you get the morning joy?
Good point. Yes.
All right, now I need everybody to go ahead and comment bonnet just to get on Terrell's nerve right now. Leave it right here in the comment section. That's all of our podcast, man. Listen on your favorite platform. Thank you as well. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really helps. You know what else helps, Terrell? It's having a producer. Lola is back. We didn't scare her away after last time, so she's actually back. Lola, what you got for us this week?
So, no bonnet. Adding that to your list, Terrell. Got it?
Yep. Got to add it to the list. Where's Sly A?
Sly A. Where's Sly A at? And number 126. No bonnets.
No bonnet. Got it. But so Keke Palmer was on Jenna and Chanel's show recently, and she had this to say.
I could be open, but one thing I need you to know is that I never want to live together. I like my alone time.
But is that real?
That's real.
Oh, wait, are you speaking as Keke?
Yeah, I'm speaking as the Keke. Not the Okay, girl, I just feel like, you know, Whoopi Goldberg said it best once. She was like, I don't want nobody in my house.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, right? So what do you guys think about that? How do you feel about living in separate houses with your spouse?
I like Joe to go first because he
call me. Call me.
Because
I love
you.
We
got a match.
Yeah, we got a match. Terrell and Keke. Just don't come with all that singing. But I agree with this. You know, I think, and I get it, if I was like in my 20s and, you know, you're getting, you know, unless you get married, I get you want to live together. But when you've been single for a long time, you've had your own space, I see nothing wrong with this concept. You know, we both have our own house. We hang out 3 or 4 nights a week. We have keys to each other's house. That way you're not worried about, you know, somebody doing something inappropriate. I think it's great. Sometimes you just want your own space. Why not?
Can she bring her bonnet when she comes over?
That's at her house. She didn't have to spend the night.
Damn, you don't even want
to No, I'm not saying.
Hold on. You let randoms spend the night. You're not going to let your wife spend the night?
Randoms don't bring bonnets to the bed. He's not my randoms. Oh, I've never had that.
That's probably what you're missing.
Even the black women I've dated in my life, I didn't have bonnets in the bed. So I'm just not used to that.
No bonnets, no braids, no bees allowed.
You could have braids.
What?
I will date somebody with braids. I won't do that Rasta looking stuff. The what's that called? Where it looks like it's braids that are coming undone.
What, the faux locks?
Whatever it is. No, that doesn't look good to me. Well, they have braids that look nice. They've been tainted. Great.
I can't. You are way too specific on this.
Well, you asked. Okay. That woman said they like a guy that knows what he wants. Well, here it is.
Yeah, until what they want doesn't match exactly what they are. That's the problem.
I can't help that. I can't help that. A lot of women want a guy that's 6 foot. I'm 5'10". I can do the best I can at 5'10". That's it.
You know, this is becoming more and more common because Trevor Noah actually said this exact same thing as well, too, right? Like, you know, I'm down for getting married, but she got to keep her house because I'm keeping mine and we're living in them separately. Right. Here's the thing. It sounds strange, but you know what else sounded strange? online dating. What did people say before? Anybody that's online dating, they're desperate, they're crazy, they're probably ugly. They got something's off, right? That was what people were saying for the longest time until they found themselves on the dating apps and like, well, you know, maybe it's not so bad after all.
Well, I think they realized that they're the same as the people that were in the bars before online dating. It's just they were drinking and we were drinking.
Everybody's drunk.
You're sober. You're soberly talking to people online. You realize, ooh, this person is crazy.
So this, you know, but there are people who have to be up onto the other person that much, right? And
well, that's another, that's why they should reach out to Martha. Why do you feel like you have to be up to somebody all the time?
I worked with a team that was married, did the show together, and they were married. And I'm like, how? Because at the house, you're all together. At work, you're all together. You come in together, you leave together. When do you have time to yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you ask, to your point, 20 years ago, if you asked me, I'm like, nah. I mean, even now, because don't you think your mind would just start to run like, hold on, let me check the Ring camera, see who might be popping over. You wouldn't?
No. No, because what I thought when the marriage is supposed to have, what's it called?
Trust.
Trust. There you go. Trust. I thought you were supposed to have that in a marriage. And so if my partner is going to cheat, she's going to cheat whether we live together or we don't. It doesn't matter. So right. I can't worry about that.
You can. Okay.
Same for the dude. So yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
See, that was a test. You passed.
Thank you.
Maybe you are. Kiki, call him. Yeah. He might be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you, girl. I ain't worried about all that fame. I don't need attention.
Now, she will be singing when she comes over and overacting every so often.
That's at her house. We'll have a... When you come in here, it's a no singing zone.
Keep you singing and you're acting with your bonnet at your place.
Yeah, you go in the garage with all that noise.
What else you got for us, Lola?
Okay, so say you guys are out going to the bar or wherever, and you see a couple arguing, would you intervene?
Do we know them?
No, let's make it interesting.
Oh, no, this makes it easy.
It makes it easy. Nope. I'm just going to grab my drink and be like, ooh, let me hold and tab out before this gets crazy.
Run, girl.
Let me get out the way. Yeah, I'm not getting in the middle of that. And I think it really all depends. I mean, if they're having just a spirited argument, debate, nothing like that. Now, if the guy were to get physical,
yeah,
then I have other questions. How big is the guy? You know, because I'm not going to give. Well, I'm just saying, if it's some Debo size dude, what am I going to do? Damn, my big girl, I'm calling 911. Run! That's all I can do. But I might try to like, hey, y'all, come on, y'all, break this up. Take this outside. You don't want security to come. I could try to talk out of it, but if they just start going to blows, and sometimes some of them women can fight.
And they usually don't take the side of the stranger hopping in. This is what we've seen, that they usually will take the side of the man that they got to go back home with, right?
Right.
But here's the other thing. Have they been drinking? Because this is why I don't do hypotheticals, right? Because in a case like this, there are too many variables.
Right.
If they've been drinking, you know. What race are they? Because certain people, when they drink, they lose all inhibitions. Now he turned around and said the wrong thing. No, I gotta fight your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what if they're on something? You know what I mean? Yeah. What if they're those people that like? What if they're a UFC fighter that's just him and his girlfriend having a spat, and he's on that booger sugar and burden? Yeah. He's just looking for somebody to step in. And I grab him. He turns around and is like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's ready. No.
So you're not going to intervene at all?
It's not that I'm not going to intervene at all. It just really depends. I believe in everybody trying to be safe.
Yeah.
But and then my other question is like, well, what did they do? What did he do for her to slap him like that? If he earned it, I'm not going to jump in that.
It's in this day and age, here's the one thing that most people will do for their own selfish reasons, but in the end, helps whoever is at the disadvantage. Most people are going to pull out their phones and do this.
I got you, girl.
So
Bob and Weave.
All the evidence is going to be there. It's just about now. We're assuming in this one too that the guy is attacking the woman. What if it's the other way around? She's attacking him, and he's just trying to defend himself. She's not big and muscular and beating him up, but he's just like, hey, come on, stop. Think of Sha'Carri Richardson and Chris Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're both athletes.
Yeah.
They're both strong. They're both fast. However, him bigger than her, he's trying to just, look, I'm not going to do this because there are some men in this world like you and me who will never put their hands on a woman. And like, I'm not doing that, right?
Right.
But if she's on something on another level and going at him, then do you step in?
Yeah. Well, it all depends too, because you got to be careful, because sometimes we think that, oh, this is a small little girl. Let me just get in front of her and try to push him away, and that way I'm blocking. And not realizing that those small little girls are like little spider monkeys. They're just going to climb up over your back, jump on top of you. Now all three of you on the ground. It's just a whole lot. I think it really just depends. I would try to talk people out of it as best as I could. But if I couldn't, then hey, fine. Y'all go to do what you got to do. I'll call 911 or get security. And that's the best I can do in that moment. But I'll try to de-escalate.
Since you're going to try and de-escalate, let's act this out real quick. I'll be her. You be the guy coming in to try and intervene. Now, who is she? Who is that in your phone? Let me see your phone. Let me see your phone.
Ma'am.
Why are you laughing?
Ma'am. Hold on.
What?
Let's just calm down. Let's just calm down.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Let's just
What are you going to do when she says that to you?
Whoa. Heavenly Father, I don't talk to you often.
Please. Everything's all well and good till somebody says the wrong thing to you, and all of a sudden now you snapping. Now you.
I'd be like, hey, look, man, I get it. Do you want to go to jail? I'll pull a Denzel Washington. You want to go to jail or you want to go home? Huh? You want to go to jail or you want to go home? What do you want to do?
You see, look, you notice all these different variables. I just put a ton of them out there, even switched the roles that what everybody naturally thought it was, give it a different side, and nobody still has a real good answer. And this is why I don't do hypotheticals, so I appreciate you answering that.
You're welcome. I'll do hypotheticals because it's fine.
Lola, we got time for one more. What do we got?
Okay, perfect. I'm learning so much about you guys, even more.
Is that good or bad? Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold up. Is that good or bad?
Is it worse than what you thought? Did I go down a notch?
The next question.
She said, you forget. I heard the pre-talk. Okay, go ahead. Next question. Sorry.
Okay. So given Turo's long list of don'ts, I was wondering, have either of you ever dated in the past someone that you were ashamed of?
Hold up. Before you answer a question. When you say date,
yes,
what do you mean?
Hey, you can interpret that how you please.
Have I ever been in a relationship with someone I was ashamed of? No.
No.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
See, we can both answer that one easily.
That's easy.
Because look, here's the thing. There's I'm telling us the same way as I am in this. There's a standard. In order for you to have the title of my girlfriend. Now, imagine there's only one that's ever had the title of my wife. To have the girlfriends, it's not that many more, because you got to have a certain standard to get to that point. Because for me, if you were my girlfriend, there's a thought that you could potentially be wife. I didn't date just to date for the hell of dating, right? And I said it to the point of, I'm not wasting monogamy on somebody I don't see a future with. What? It's a great practice to have. Don't waste your time. How many people do you know that like, oh, how long y'all been together? 3 years. Oh, when y'all getting married? Nah, I ain't married. Why are you still with them?
Convenience.
The hell
is convenience? It's like a good pair of boxer shorts.
You know what's convenient?
Holes in them, raggedy, but...
Options are convenient.
I don't know. I mean, I would never have a committed relationship with someone that I was ashamed of. Now, if you were to ask me, have there been people in my past that I might have had an entanglement, Jada, I had an entanglement with.
Situationship?
A little situationship. A little agreed upon. You know, we both understood the deal.
A little midnight wrestling?
Yeah. And maybe, you know, I didn't want my roommate to see her. Yes. I did have that happen in my 20s. Now I remember it was my cousin was my roommate. Oh, and this girl, she was gonna, I mean, it was really just, it is what it is. That's all it really was. And it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I knew it was gonna take her about 45 minutes to get to my place where she lived. So he's just sitting in the living room watching TV. And I'm just kind of sitting there. And after a while, I'm like, hey man, what time are you going to bed? I don't know why. I said, no, I was just asking. He's like, no, why? I'm like, well, look, I have someone coming over. And, you know, I just didn't want you to see. And he goes, oh, I'm up now. And he poured himself a Red Bull and would just wait it. But I mean, it was what it was. I think we all probably have had that. I think ladies too. You've had a couple of guys that you wouldn't introduce to your friends or show around, but you might have, you know, hung out with them, you know, for an hour or two. That's about it.
And it's just because, as you call back in the day, mopeds. Fun to be ride, but you just wouldn't want to be seen in public with, right?
Yeah. maybe the smaller ones are called mopeds, and you had the Honda Pilots. That those were little good.
On that note, if you have made it this far, do us a favor. Please comment, moped or pilot. Right here in the comments section. Yeah. Let us know you made it all the way through. Whether you're watching this first as one of the regulars or later as one of the randoms, we appreciate you hanging out with us again. You made it this far. Go ahead and drop that. Moped or pilot? We're not going to judge why you chose whichever one.
Yeah. No judgment. They both ride nice. They both get you there. I don't see the issue.
Not all of them.
Oh, man. Can't wait to see the comment section of this one.
Do us a favor, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRTPod, and on IG at the RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit in front of the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.